Welcome to the Westview Church Podcast. Our vision at Westview is creating space for self and community to find rest in Christ. And we're thankful that today you've created space in your day to study God's Word together with us. If you'd like more information about Westview Church, find us on the web at www.westview.org.
At this time, I would ask you to get out your Bible and turn to Mark chapter 4. Whether that's a physical Bible, an app on your phone, it is important for us to be getting into our Bibles and reading that word. If you do not have one with you, we have a couple on the back of the Welcome Center there, where I always invite you to share with a friend and neighbor. So throughout the week of VBS, we learned so many things about God. Today, I'm going to highlight one more of them, and that is that He is always there, in the good times and in the bad. Even when it's hard to see or hear Him or to understand the why of what is going on in our lives. It's easy to believe in God when life is good, right? But for some of us, it is much harder to do when we are in the valley. One of our Bible stories from the week is a great example of that. Turn with me to Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was, in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat, so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." So I knew this story. I think a lot of us heard this growing up. But one thing that I didn't either remember or pay attention to was that the Sea of Galilee is actually pretty small. So it's about 13 miles wide, and it's 7 miles across. It's located in a depression that's 700 feet below sea level, and it's surrounded by mountains. So because of this, it means it is prone to sudden, very violent storms. You can be floating in the middle of the sea on a peaceful, beautiful day, and all of a sudden, without warning, you are caught in a life-threatening storm. Life can be like that too, right? You are cruising along, life is good, and all of a sudden, bam, complete and utter chaos. Whether you are young or old, we will all face challenges in our lives. Loneliness, job loss, food insecurity, parenting, school, work, friendship and relationship challenges. Storms are inevitable and life is hard. There's simply no getting around that. We will all face difficulties at times. Some of them are all our fault, admittedly, but a lot of them really aren't. But while storms are painful, I do believe they can teach us a lot. So from storms, we get to learn who Jesus is. Jesus is and always will be a teacher. He taught through parables, he taught through sermons, and he taught through a lot of questions. He also taught through teachable moments. And if you have kids or you work with kids, you know how valuable those can be. In verse 35, it says, "As evening came." So if we read back a little bit, we know that this has been a long day for Jesus. He has confronted some Pharisees. His brothers have come to see him and have tried to take him away. And then he spent the rest of the day teaching. He taught crowds of people in parables, and he privately explained them to his disciples. All of this on a long day in the hot sun. It had been emotionally draining for Jesus. Through this day, we get to see the humanity of Jesus. He is exhausted after such a long day, and he is sleeping so hard in the stern of this boat that this giant storm that even professional fishermen are afraid of doesn't wake him up. He knows the exhaustion that we face at times, both the physical and the mental exhaustion. Jesus' disciples had a front row to his teaching. He had been teaching his disciples with what he said and what he did, but now they were going to face a real life test, a teachable moment. It's not enough for us to simply learn a lesson and repeat a teaching. We must also be able to apply those teachings to our lives. And that is one reason why God allows for trials, difficulties, and storms to come into our lives. Storms are tests and opportunities to demonstrate our trust in God. The second thing we learn is that from storms, life can change suddenly. Verse 37 says, "A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat, so that it was nearly swamped." Some translations of the Bible use the word tempest, which we learned during VBS is a giant, violent storm. So as I mentioned, the Sea of Galilee is small, in a depression, and surrounded by mountains. So you've got hot air over the mountains and cool air over the lake, and when those collide, you get storms. These storms develop in minutes with little to no warning. They can take even the most prepared fishermen by surprise with their sudden ferocity. Did Jesus know these storms were coming? He did, and he was going to use them as a way to teach the disciples. God does not try to trick us. He's upfront and he is honest that storms will come our way. In John 16, he says, "Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows." Storms of life happen, especially when we're not expecting them, it seems. And they may test your faith, but they can also reveal the depth of your faith. Through storms, we learn what we believe. If you've still got your Bible open, turn to verse 38 with me. So in this verse, Jesus is sleeping peacefully when the disciples wake him up asking, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" Did you notice that the disciples didn't ask for help? They didn't ask for a miracle. They didn't ask Jesus to grab a bucket and start bailing water. They asked him, "Don't you care that we drown?" At times, we can feel like the disciples in the boat, asking where Jesus is and how he can sleep through these storms in our lives. Our hardships can swell into a tidal wave of fear, uncertainty, and doubt. Isn't that really the worst storm of them all? To wonder whether God really cares. Because if we know without hesitation that God cares about us, then we can face any other storm in life. But what if God doesn't care? Then is there any storm we can survive? The storm in these verses has become the real classroom for the disciples' spiritual education. It's one thing to learn about God through a sermon, discovery hour lesson, youth group or small group conversation. It's another to live through a storm, like losing a loved one, an unexpected job change, a health scare, or an important relationship ending. Unfortunately, though, some lessons can only be learned in the middle of a storm. For some of us, that doubt may feel like a failure in our faith, but I challenge you to look at it as an opportunity to grow your faith. This past year, we challenged our high school youth group to own up to that doubt, to explore the questions we ask in the dark, and to lean into their faith and trusted peers and adults to explore the questions we ask. We taught them through a curriculum called Dark Room Faith. We want them to know that it is okay to have doubts. We all have doubts, and even those of us with a strong faith have questions and have doubts at times. Faith often develops in the dark storms. And many times, spiritual growth starts with comfort and acceptance in not knowing. All right, go to verse 39 with me. It says, "He got up and rebuked the wind and said to the waves, 'Quiet, be still.' Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. And he said to his disciples, 'Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?' They were terrified and asked each other, 'Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him.'" God is a friend we can trust. was hoping you guys would do that. Jesus is God. Jesus asked his followers why they were so afraid, and he scolded them for their lack of faith and trust in him. When Jesus is with us, it should be easy to trust in him. We can let him take care of our fears and worries. But when he doesn't feel so close, it's hard to trust him. But we have to. We have to trust him. Is that easy? No. At least not for me, it isn't. Especially when we are struggling, it is so easy to turn inward and to try to solve those problems and not give them to God. When times are dark and storms are swirling around and Jesus isn't standing up to rebuke them, it is easy to believe he's far away and not near us. His help may not always look like standing up and stopping the storms, but it may mean bringing peace and calm to our hearts in the midst of them. When the seas of life are calm, we may think we don't need our faith. We can live just fine without it, thank you very much. But what happens when life gets difficult? When that storm hits? That is when our faith is needed the most. Here's the thing about faith. It's not something that you can stuff in your pocket and just have handy when you need it. It's more like a muscle that needs to be used to stay strong. Our daily prayers, our Bible reading, our weekly worship, they are all ways to keep our faith muscle strong. One day, all of the storms of life will end. The sea will be calm and peaceful forever. But until then, we can expect storms. Life will continue to be difficult at times, but we can also count on Jesus being there always. He cares for us so much that he is willing to die for us. Jesus always, always cares, and that can give us peace in the midst of any storm that life throws at us. Amen? Will you please pray with me? God, we ask for your comfort and peace during whatever storms we are facing. Please help us to know you are there, even when you feel distant. Help us to be brave and ask the questions and wait for your answers, and to trust your timing above our own. Help us to lean on those around us and allow them to build us up and show us your love through their strength and support. Thank you for your unwavering love for us, even in the storms. Thank you for a church community that cares for us and those around us. Help us to take the lessons we learn from the storms and turn them into teachable moments. It's in your name we pray, and all God's children said, amen.
Thank you for joining us for the Westview Church Podcast. We hope that you are blessed as we studied Scripture together today. We'd love to invite you to our worship service at Westview Church, which takes place at 9:30 on Sunday mornings. May God richly bless your day.